Don, what you reading? Don? Don.
Huh?
I asked what book you're reading.
Oh, sorry. I guess I was lost in the story.
That's okay. That's what a good story will do, right? In fact, there's a study that explains what's going on in the brain when we get caught up in a story.
Do tell.
Basically, according to the study, when you read a story that engages you, your brain creates detailed and vivid simulations of the details in the story.
You mean that when I'm reading, my brain is activated as though I'm actually doing the things I'm reading about?
Or observing them or imagining them. The point is that reading isn't a passive activity where the brain is just processing language. It's much more dynamic and active. So if you're reading a book about baseball, say, the brain reacts in ways similar to how it would if you were actually playing baseball or watching a game or imagining yourself hitting a ball or whatever.
Interesting. How was this studied?
That's interesting, too. The researchers studied readers' brains using an MRI scanner. But because the readers had to remain perfectly still, their heads were immobilized as they read the story one word at a time on a computer screen.
That's hardly a typical reading experience.
True, but even reading stories in that strange one word at a time way, the readers' brains were still activated to create mental simulations of the story.
So what does this mean?
Maybe that being lost in a good book doesn't mean you're zoned out. It's more like your brain is tuned in.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Thomas James in Psychological and Brain Sciences. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a moment of science, I'm Yael Cassander.
And I'm Don Glass.